Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie, B.C.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to my absolute favorite episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. And this week, it is the penultimate in the fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio of the year. What I'm saying is that this episode of Girly So Groovy marks our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of 2023. We are going to be counting down the 10 best albums of the year in the first hour, and then in the second hour we will celebrate the honorable mentions, albums that came close to the top 10, didn't quite crack it, but I'm still not done with them before this year is over. Typically we do this episode the last Monday in December, but this December is a little different. When I look at the calendar, I notice that the last week of December lands right smack dab on Christmas Day, kicking off that Monday. So what I thought I would do is do things a little backwards. This week, we are doing the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums, followed by next week, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza. And that's going to be something special in of itself. But again, that is next week. And then after that is going to be a well-deserved winter break for a couple of weeks here on Girly So Groovy. 2023 is an interesting year in many positive ways. I feel like we are 1 year, one step even further out from the pandemic, and the further in history we can get away from that time, all the better. There have been other times in 2023 where I feel like the world is burning down, literally and figuratively. One good thing that we learned in 2023 is that you can be a Barbie and still embrace the Indigo Girls. That I absolutely love. And musically, 2023 is an interesting year. So many varieties of genres have crossed through here on Girly So Groovy over this year. We have featured close to 100 brand new female-fronted albums throughout the year here on Girly So Groovy. So to whittle it down to a top 10 and then honorable mentions afterward is always a task that I love and I get so stressed about. When I look at the top 10 list, the only connecting through line through all top 10 albums is a signature point of view. After that, when I start looking at the top 10 list, Some artists are small independent voices trying to be heard in the world. Others are veterans who are betting on a comeback. And then there's some musicians on the list that I think you have been making damn good music for 30 years and you continue doing that as well. So without further ado, let's dive into the top 10 here and now. Our top 10 album was released in April by Lael Neal. The album is called Star Eater's Delight. We have featured her several times here on the program. In fact, just last week. Lael Neal is an alternative artist who embraces lo-fi sounds. In fact, on the new third album, Star Eater's Delight, it was created in a way that intentionally avoided digital recording methods. The result sounds like a dream world AM radio station playing the most demented 1960s girl group that never was. Coming in at number 10, it's Lael Neal with her album Star Eater's Delight.
To keep
Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums of 2023, we just heard our number 10 selection from Lael Neal with her third album, Star Eater's Delight. We heard the opening song, I Am the River, from Lael Neal. When I think about our number 9 selection, it is an album that I never dreamt would even exist, let alone make its way into our top 10 list. At the beginning of Naked at the Albert Hall, one of several awesome memoirs Tracy Thorn has published since 2013, the singer writes that she does not do nostalgia gigs. After she and her partner Benoit turned their backs on pop stardom in 2000, performed their final concert as Everything But the Girl, and focused on raising a family together, it took several years before Tracy Thorn returned to the recording studio and started her solo career. With Fuse, the first Everything But the Girl album in 24 years, the duo immediately make it clear that they are not interested in dwelling in the past. Fuse contains the most adventurous production Everything But the Girl have ever attempted, showing that the duo have not lost their touch for pairing up-to-date music with relevant, affecting subject matter. Tracy Thorn twists a lyric to paint a picture of our oh-so-modern world. Coming in at number 9, it is Everything But the Girl with their album Fuse.
Skin. This pain keeps getting in. Tell me what to do, 'cause I've always listened to you. And I'm here at your door, and I've been here before. Tell me what to do, 'cause nothing works without you. Oh.
Kiss me while the music
Kiss Me as the music plays, Kiss Me as the world decays. Such genius songwriting about this modern world, and sometimes I think that is all that is left in this world, is to gravitate towards love, to find it and hold it while the music plays and while the world decays. I think for that alone, Everything But the Girl finds its place into the top 10 girly so grooviest albums of 2023. They came in at number 9 with their newest album, Fuse. Our number 8 selection comes from an absolute rock and roll icon. Cindy Wilson is one of the co-founding members of the iconic, eclectic band, the B-52s. Moreover, Cindy Wilson is one of the most unsung, underrated heroes in pop music for her contribution to carving out such an original sound and style in rock and roll over the last 4 decades. With the release of her solo album, Realms, Cindy Wilson proves that she is not just a nostalgic rock and roll historical piece, but rather a modern artist making modern music in 2023. Coming in at number 8, it is Cindy Wilson with her album Realms. If you're a fan of acts like Grimes or Zola Jesus or The Knife, or especially Susie and the Banshees, you are absolutely going to love the music that Cindy Wilson makes. When you think about Cindy Wilson, you expect to hear music that sounds like the B-52s, but with her latest solo album, Realms, she definitely proves that she makes music in her own delightful way. our number 8 selection, Cindy Wilson with the album Realms. It came out this summer in August. We're at our number 7 selection. Our number 7 selection was released in September by a very talented Montreal musician. On her first 3 albums, Quebecois singer-songwriter Dominique Fils-Aimé dove into the history of Black American music, from slave songs to the birth of hip-hop. Now, on her 4th album, Our Roots Run Deep, she uses those musical roots to look inward with equal parts tenderness and courage. It is a lush album dripping with superb instrumentation, proving not only is Dominique Fils-Aimé an incredible singer-songwriter, but such a talented musician. Coming in at number 7, it is Dominique Fils-Aimé with Our Roots Run Deep.
Our roots run deep on the ground. Dun, 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 dun. I'm just a tree in the middle of a forest. Dun, dun. I'm not asleep. Dun, I'm just resting my soul. Dun, dun. I'm just a tree better with my eyes closed. In the middle of a forest. Dun, dun. I'm not asleep. Better with my eyes closed. Dun, I'm just resting my soul. Dun, dun. Our roots run deep on the ground. Our roots run deep on the ground. Our roots run deep on the ground. Our roots run deep under. Our roots run deep on the ground. Our roots run deep on the ground. Our roots run deep.
We're counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2023. We just heard our number 7 selection from Quebecois singer-songwriter Dominique Fils-Aimé with her 4th new album, Our Roots Run Deep. All this year, we've been doing something brand new here on Girly So Groovy. We've launched a monthly series where once a month we take an hour out of the program to celebrate and honor the trailblazing, groundbreaking musicians and bands, and then also paying homage to the musicians who owe their career to said trailblazers. I am thrilled to announce that our number 5 selection goes to a trailblazing artist we featured this year. part of being a trailblazer is not about being just a museum piece in rock and roll history's past, but rather to be making music that is still relevant and modern today. Back in June, as part of our Pride Month Trailblazer groundbreaking series, we selected an artist who uses music to express her blackness and her queerness in such fresh and original ways. Our trailblazer for June was Michelle Ndege Ochello, and now she finds herself in the top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for 2023 in our number 6 spot with her brand new album, The Omnicord Real Book, which was released in June. The groundbreaking multi-instrumentalist, multi-genred queer singer-songwriter Michelle Ndege Ochello has released her first album of original material in nearly a decade, making it some of her best work in her 3 decades career. So right now, coming in at number 6, it is Michelle Ndege Ochello with her newest album, The Omnicord Real Book, here on Girly So Groovy. This is Girly So Groovy, and this week we are counting down the top 10 best albums of 2023. We call them the Girly So Grooviest albums of the year. We just heard our number 6 selection from trailblazing, groundbreaking artist Michelle Ndege Ochello. Her newest album, The Omnicord Real Book, was released in June. We listened to the opening song, Georgia Avenue, from Michelle Ndege Ochello. Well, friends, we are halfway through this top 10 list. Don't forget, in the second hour, we will be doing a deep dive into honorable mentions, those albums that were great albums, did not crack the top 10, but still worth checking out one last time before we cannonball our way into 2024. Our number 5 selection is an album that I've talked many times about here on the program. And I've always used this album as a point of referencing when I know I have found something good. I always know I found a winner when my husband, who works from home, steps out of his office to ask, "Who is this?" when I am listening to new music. And such is the case with Atlanta